In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came and laid siege of Jerusalem. The Lord handed over to him Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and some of the vessels of the temple of God. He carried them off to the land of Shinar and placed the vessels in the temple treasury of his God. The king told Ashpenaz, his chief chamberlain, to bring in some of the children of Israel of royal blood and of the nobility, young men without defect, handsome, intelligent, and wise, quick to learn and prudent in judgment, such as could take their place in the king's palace. They were to be taught the language and the literature of the Chaldeans. After 3 years' training, they were to enter the king's service. The king allotted them a daily portion of food and wine from the royal table. Among these were men of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But Daniel was resolved not to defile himself with the king's food or wine, so he begged the chief chamberlain to spare him this defilement. Though God had given Daniel the favor and sympathy of the chief chamberlain, he nevertheless said to Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king. It is he who allotted your food and drink. If he sees you look wretched by comparison with other young men of your age, you will endanger my life with the king." Then Daniel said to the steward whom the chief chamberlain put in charge of Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then see how we look in comparison with the other young men who eat from the royal table, and treat your servants accordingly to what you see." He assented to this request and tested them for 10 days. After 10 days, they looked healthier and better fed than any of the young men who ate from the royal table. So the steward continued to take away the food and wine they were to receive and gave them vegetables. To these 4 young men God gave knowledge and proficiency in all literature and science, and to Daniel the understanding of all visions and dreams. At the end of the time the king had specified for their preparation, the chief chamberlain brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. When the king had spoken with all of them, none was found equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, so they entered the king's service. If any question of wisdom or prudence which the king put to them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his kingdom. The word of the Lord. Glory and praise forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths of your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever. Glory and praise forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in 2 small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others who have made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we heard this gospel just a few weeks ago in the Sunday Mass reality, and it's always the same. The question always got to be, how generous am I? Not compared to other people, even though Jesus compares this woman today, but compared to what God is calling me to. God has blessed all of us here and everyone watching with great blessings. We can eat every day. We get to sleep in a good bed. Most of us have great houses or whatever it is. And he just asks us to give back to him and to others. He has blessed us, and he's asked us to bless others. How generous are we? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and